We're not afraid to keep it real.
Keeping it real.
It's Aisha, Ardy and Prem on The Mixed Breakfast.
Well, we've got a very exciting week, and the reason why, and please do not sound so alarmed, okay? But Prem is going for an operation. Not just any operation, it's an operation to turn this man from Bollywood to Mr. K-Way.
Yes!
Wow!
Operation Prem. Yes, so Ardy and I mean, we do have a lot of K-dramas that we really appreciate and like to watch. And every time we talk about K-drama, Prem has this glazed over look in his eyes and he's like, this is okay, guys, whatever.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then you know how they say, if you can't beat them, you got to join them eventually. So as much as they were forcing me into this, both Aisha and Ardy, I said, okay, I'll give it a try. It's nice to learn about a new thing, new culture. It's hit Malaysia. Huge wave, this one. It's called the K-Wave.
Yeah, yeah. So we have got our own Korean culture, our K-pop K-Wave expert, Honey.
Honey Fadzil.
Yes, Honey is, you are the boss of ERA Sabah and Sarawak. You're actually an announcer.
Yes, I think for a Malay radio station, I was the first in Malaysia to actually create a K-pop, fully K-pop chart show.
Ooh,
and then wow. It turned into a song request show.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it was not easy actually at first, because when I first started that, I had to convince my bosses, because K-pop was not that big yet.
Yeah.
But I was telling them, you know, this is the future.
Wow.
We should really get into
it. Look at you. You read it right.
Yeah. And then they're like, okay, prove us wrong. They didn't believe me at first.
And you did.
I did.
You not only are a huge K-pop, K-Wave fan, but you also are some way commissioned to be the MC for every other Korean artist that come.
Yeah.
Honey is like the MC.
Yeah.
I wish for every single Korean artist that comes, I'm the MC. But I guess it just turned out that way, because like I said, before everything started, before everything got big here in Malaysia, I was one of the earliest that was into K-pop, and I brought K-pop into radio for the Malay market. And for the Korean wave or Korean culture, not everyone can MC. I can say that.
Mm.
Because their culture is so different. And their work style is so different.
Mm.
So I guess that's how I was chosen, because they saw me doing one and then another person would say like, oh, hey, you did this one. Can we get you to do another one? And then the rest is history. I've been doing it for like almost 10 years now.
10 years already. Wow. Honey Fadzil with us. She's the content manager for ERA Sabah and Sarawak for East Malaysia.
Now, did you know back in the day when she was an announcer with ERA, she actually created the Hallyu ERA chart show?
I believe it was Malaysia's first ever Korean chart show. All right, what can we call it? Korean culture or K-Wave?
Hallyu Wave.
Okay, so if it's Korean culture, it's more than just the K-pop or K-drama. Because now everyone, if we say, oh, I like Korea. Oh, K-pop, is it? Oh, K-drama, is it?
Yeah.
No, now it's like K-beauty.
Who?
It's K-technology.
Yes.
Wow.
It's K-food. It's everything.
K-cars.
But exactly.
Uh-huh. So we want a K-prem.
K-prem?
Yeah, we do. We want to K-ify him.
So let's say you want to go for the music, fashion, like K-pop culture. We call it Hallyu.
Mm-hmm.
So Hallyu is the Korean wave. So more on the pop culture.
Culture. All right, want
so
that one.
It's
that
a
one.
Big whole thing, right? It's a culture.
Yeah.
Okay. Give us a rundown, like a quick brief on maybe the... Like, one, how does the dressing come about? What does one eat? Like, you said work ethics. What about that?
Work ethics. I mean, they are very particular about a lot of things, even for the idols. Okay, this is why I actually fell for the K-pop culture, especially because to become an idol, they actually took years and years of training to become the person they are today, to become an idol, that's what they call it.
So an idol is essentially a performer, a singer usually, right? And they can be either a solo group or they're part of a group. But they all go through this really, really intensive training.
Yes, intensive. Insane. Like crazy. And sometimes they go through it for like 11 years or 7 years, or they're scouted as young as when they were 11 or 10. And then they go through intensive training. And they might not even end up debuting. So,
So what happens?
They're like, sorry, you're not cut for it. Even after 10 or 11 years,
you
know. So if you're lucky, even after 7 years or 4 years or 3 years, you get to be part of a group or you get to debut.
Why is this so attractive to so many people around the world?
Because if you make it, you're going to make it big. It's like, you know, what comes with the job when you become an idol is like something that a lot of people have been dreaming of, you know.
Okay.
As an enthusiast, one of the early adopters when it comes to this whole Hallyu wave, Korean culture, do you think Prem has what it takes or is a good fit to become an oppa?
Oppa Gangnam style, Ken la.
Oppa Bangsa style.
Hey! Hey! Right? You're onto something, Aisha.
First things first, you are already an oppa.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Because oppa means abang.
Yeah.
Oh, like brother, okay. Big brother. And right. Oppa is, if you're a girl, you're a female, you call somebody, a guy that's older than you, you call them oppa. So people usually like get confused with it. Like, oppa is just this guy that is like, that looks very like,
model-ish,
like, well-dressed and things like that.
But that word has dual meanings also. It can also mean somebody who's the attention, you know, your crush, for instance, or your sayang.
Yeah.
Like the word abang.
Abang, like the word abang.
Abang, like that. Can.
Okay.
But first thing, you need to be yourself, of course. Mm-hmm. But a better version, maybe.
That's what this week is about then.
If you want to join the K-Wave, like everyone else, it could be 6-7 years, you got to take this, okay?
Exactly.
Whatever,
and
honey.
There's always room for improvement.
Always.
A snip and tuck, you know.
Snip and tuck.
Yeah, snip, tuck, roll, turn around, 360, barbecue.
I think for Prem, the easiest way, first thing is you need to fix the dressing to have that Korean
look. What is wrong?
It's not Korean enough.
Black t-shirt,
you
jeans. That's the only thing in my cupboard.
That's not accessorized.
Can you see what kind of pants you're wearing?
Stand up.
Jeans, it's jeans.
Stand up, show.
Okay, so this doesn't scream oppa, this screams oh my.
Yes, definitely. I think it's the fashion. You change your fashion, your hair a bit, you're like one step to becoming an oppa.
What about the beard?
Leave it. Do not touch
the beard.
Okay,
the beard's fine.
It's fine.
You don't know how many Korean men are jealous of my beard because they can't grow it?
7.
But actually, a lot of Korean men are clean shaven.
Because they can't grow it. They're jealous.
No, because
of all the technology in the world, they still don't know how to plant hair on your face.
They've got such beautiful face, an amazing jawline. Like, why would you want to hide that, right?
Maybe
because I don't have one.
I mean, I didn't say that. You did.
Just the way you like it.
You like it.
Everything 100% real.
True story.
The Mixed Breakfast with Aisha, RD, and Frame.